How is it going, everybody? Welcome back to Social Media Marketing School. For those of you that are new here, I am your host, Ethan Bridge. And before we dive into today's episode, I just want to make sure that you've hit that follow button or that subscribe button, depending on what platform you are listening on. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you enjoy what you hear today, I would really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom, and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. But now we've got that out the way, I just want to start off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and let's dive straight in to today's episode. So when it comes to social media, if you aren't actually monetizing your content or what you're actually doing, the brand you are building, then all you really have is a time-consuming hobby, because it's really not easy. It's a lot of content creation, it's a lot of interaction with your audience, it's a lot of staying present, it's a lot of keeping up with trends. It's a lot of work that goes into building an audience and building a brand on social media. So if you aren't actually leveraging that, you're missing out massively. You're missing out on so many opportunities, you're missing out on so much money. It's just a lot of wasted potential. But I completely understand that wrapping your head around how to monetize an audience, how to monetize a brand on social media can be incredibly difficult. So today I wanted to talk through three different types of products you can create. When it comes to creating products or offers or services, there are essentially three different pillars that they can fall under. And it's those three pillars I'm actually going to talk about today, rather than providing you with different monetization techniques such as affiliate marketing or dropshipping, you name it. So pillar number one, and that is do-it-yourself products. A do-it-yourself product is essentially a product that you sell to an audience where they have to do everything themselves after buying it from that point. There is no further interaction with you after they click buy. And what I mean by that, and some examples of that, are courses. A course that is all online, all video based, and has no further interaction with you. It could be an ebook, it could be a software as a service, it could be anything along those lines where people just buy it and then there is no further input from you whatsoever. Now, when it comes to selling these do-it-yourself products, what you need to understand is that these are often the lower ticket products or towards the lower ticket end. Yes, you can sell some of them for a higher ticket price, such as the courses. You could probably sell that for $1,000, maybe $1,500 if it is a good high quality course with a lot of content and a lot of value. But because there is no further input from you and people can't talk to you specifically, it can't reach that higher ticket price. And you're not going to be selling a digital product such as an ebook for $3,000, or you're not going to be selling a software as a service for upwards of $1,000 a month. That service has no real input from you and you don't have to put any extra work in. It's going to be something that's much lower ticket. So do-it-yourself products are great for that little bit of extra income, that thing that you don't really have to touch. Once you create it, it's out there and people can just buy it. It's going to be that lower ticket product that just props up the income, props up the revenue, and it might be one of the first things that you actually create. When I first was releasing a product and monetizing my brand, it was one of these do-it-yourself products that I initially created. It was an ebook, and alongside that ebook was a mini course. So that's what I started with, and that sort of opened my eyes to all of these other ways that money could be made on social media by building and leveraging a brand. So then I began to explore the next pillar, and the next pillar is done with you services. So this is where you as the business owner, you as the creator, you as the entrepreneur aren't doing everything for the person that buys the product or the service, but you are assisting them. So the most common example of this is coaching, whether that be one-to-one coaching or a group coaching program. You aren't necessarily going into that person's business, taking it and running it yourself. What you're doing is providing these people with the expertise so that then they can go and take that expertise and implement it themselves. But that expertise is coming directly from you rather than a digital product or a course. So people can ask you specific questions. They have direct access to you specifically whenever they want. And that's why it's a done with you service, because you hold their hand along the way, guide them and provide them with the advice they need at that time in that moment. Now, the good thing about these done with you services is that because people have that direct access to you and you are having to give them your time, you can charge much higher prices for this. And this is where that high ticket level of pricing actually comes in. So if you're doing one-to-one coaching, rather than you just providing a course and selling that course for $497 or $500 to be more of a round number, you could charge $500 an hour for your coaching services. Or if you had a group coaching program, you could sell that group coaching program for $3,000 because people are getting that direct access to you specifically. They are getting access to your time. Or you can sell those one-to-one as bundles where you provide a package of four one-to-one coaching sessions, all being an hour long for $1,500, $2,000. And you can see how having this direct access to your time and you helping them along the way and providing them with answers to specific questions that they can ask to you directly, that a product becomes high ticket because of that access to you. But you're not necessarily doing everything for them, which leads us into the final pillar, which is done for you offers and services. This is where you take everything off of the hands of the business owner who is buying your product or service so that they have no input, but you do everything for them. And this is where you can charge the really high ticket prices, because people aren't having to do anything. They're just outsourcing it to you and you do everything for them. So great examples are email marketing, Facebook ads, Google ads. You actually taking that whole element of their business from them so that they don't have to worry about it. And because you're an expert in it, you can charge extreme amounts of money. In some cases, you can work on a commission basis or a flat base retainer plus commission depending on performance, you name it. But the way you structure your pricing is for a different episode. However, because you are the expert and can provide the best results for this service, people are going to pay a lot of money for that as long as you are still providing them a greater return on their investment in comparison to what they're actually paying you. So let's say, for example, these people are currently running Facebook ads by themselves and they may just be breaking even. They may be spending $3,000 on ads and returning $3,000 in revenue. Or let's say that they're spending $3,000 on ads, but only producing $1,500 in revenue. So this is where you come in. You can say to them, your promise can be, we will guarantee you, if you're good enough and you know you can provide this, a 3x return on ad spend. So if this person currently spends $3,000 on ads, you're basically saying to them, we can make you $9,000 in revenue, which means that they will then be making $6,000 in profit. Now, I can guarantee you that someone would be willing to pay you $4,000 for that service because they're still making $2,000 when before, without your help, they were losing $1,500. But then you can have a performance level in your retainer. You can say, hey, look, anything we make you above a 5x, we earn 10% on the profits. Now, if they've got a really high ticket offer and you end up making them $25,000 in revenue, you can charge them that base retainer plus 10% commission on the profits they make over X amount. And that money that you then make can be well above $10,000 just for the fact of your performance and how well that you provided your service. So you can see how these done for you services can be incredibly, incredibly lucrative when you know what you're doing and you can provide your customers with an incredible, incredible return on their investment. So those are the three types of offers you can sell. Do it yourself, done with you, and done for you. So now go out there and start creating an offer that falls beneath one of those pillars. Now, before you head off from this podcast, I just wanted to say that I am looking for the most motivated members of the Social Media Marketing School community. And as a thank you for listening to the podcast, I want to offer you with the opportunity to book a free 1-hour strategy session with one of the Social Media Business Academy team members so that we can actually uncover some true pain points and work out what is actually holding you back from building this business that you truly, truly know that you are capable of building, and see if we can help you fix those things. So if you're a coach, consultant, or a service provider who is looking to uncover their true value, build a high ticket offer. That means selling something to your audience for more than $2,000 and attract ready to pay clients by leveraging Instagram and other organic social media marketing methods, book that call now. I must say, these slots will fill up quickly. So if you want that opportunity, if you want to learn how to do those things, how to craft that high ticket offer in less than a day, how to land your first clients organically without even spending a penny and create high quality content that attracts, nurtures, and actually converts your viewers into clients, this call is something you need to book. So head to the top link in the description, book that call in with one of the SMBA team members, and let's see what we can do to help.